Welcome to this OS 10 10.11 El Capitan VoiceOver demonstration. And in this demonstration, I want to take you through the various options that VoiceOver now allows you to choose between how you interact with things like toolbars, scroll areas, and so on. And remember, the default way at the moment, at least in 10.10 and below, is you had to press Shift VO or Control Option down arrow to interact with such things as the toolbar, and then stop interacting with Shift VO or Control Option up arrow. Well, VoiceOver now in 10.11 gives you three other options that allows a little bit more flexibility if you so desire. So first of all, let's go and find out where the new options are located. And of course, we start off by going to the VoiceOver utility with VO F8 or Control Option F8.
Opening VoiceOver utility.
Okay, so we're now in the VoiceOver utility, and I want to go to the navigation category. Now remember, when you're in the VoiceOver utility, you can press Command 1 up to Command 0 to switch between the different categories in the VoiceOver utility. So I'm going to press Command 4.
Navigation.
And we've got to the navigation category. Now we need to go across to the right to get to what is called grouping behavior, which is to do with the toolbar scroll area interaction. So I'm going to press VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Initial position of VoiceOver cursor. Keyboard focused item. Initial position of VoiceOver cursor. Pop-up button. Grouping behavior.
Okay, so here's the label, grouping behavior.
Standard. Pop-up button.
And at the moment, it's on standard. So just to remind you what standard's like, I'm just going to Command Tab over to Mail.
Mail.
And I'm just going to jump to the top of the window.
Toolbar.
To jump to the toolbar, standard command is to interact with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with toolbar. 10 items, get mail button.
Okay, and if I VO right arrow, Option right arrow.
New message button, archive, dim, delete, junk, reply, but reply all, forward, but flag, search text field.
Okay, and that's the end of the toolbar. Then to get the rest of the screen, I can uninteract with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
Okay, so that's the standard way of doing it in 10.4 to 10.10, basically. So let me Alt-Tab back around to VoiceOver Utility.
VoiceOver Utility, Window, Standard, Pop-Up Button.
Okay, and let's activate the Grid button by pressing Spacebar.
Menu for Items, Checkmark, Standard.
Okay, so I've got Standard. Now I'll just go for the options and then I'll show you each one of them. Okay, so let me just press down arrow.
Book and Groups.
I've got Book and Groups. So basically what VoiceOver will tell you is when a toolbar, for example, starts and when it ends.
Announce groups.
When you actually get onto a toolbar area or a scroll area, it'll actually tell you when you're about to go into that area, so you know it's a toolbar or scroll area.
Ignore groups.
So basically, it'll just go through the options, and you won't know whether it's a group or not.
Checkmark, standard.
And we're back around to standard. So I'm going to press down arrow.
Book and groups.
And I'm going to press enter on book and groups.
Closing menu. Book and groups. Pop-up button.
Let me Command Tab back around to Mail.
Mail.
Okay, now I'm going to jump to the very top of the window because it's going to make more sense when I do it this way.
Close button.
So I'm on the Close button. And then I'm going to go VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Minimize button. Full screen button. Inbox 3536 messages. Toolbar 10 items.
Okay, so it says Toolbar 10 items.
Get mail button. New message button.
I'm just going through the mailbox.
Archive. Dimmed. New message button.
And I'm just going through the toolbar.
Archive. Dimmed button. Delete. Dimmed button. Junk. Dimmed, but reply button, reply all button, forward button, group flag two items, flag selected messages as read, search text field, end of toolbar.
So it told me when I was entering the toolbar, and told me when it was the end of that toolbar. So Command Tab back around to VoiceOver Utility,
window, book and groups, pop-up button.
Okay, and I'm going to select it with the space
bar. Menu four items, checkmark, book and groups.
So that's book and groups, don't I?
Announce groups.
And this is announce groups, so pressing enter.
Closing menu, announce groups, pop-up button.
And Command Tab back around to mail.
Mail.
And I'm going to jump to the very top of the window again.
Close button.
Now go across to the right.
Minimize button, full screen button, inbox 3536, get mail button, toolbar.
Okay, so it said get mail, and I know I'm on the toolbar now. And if I keep going.
New message, archive, delete. Mark selected messages at reply, but reply all, forward button, flag red button, flag menu button, search text field.
Okay, so that's the end of the toolbar. Okay, now the way that this one works is that if I come out of that toolbar now to the right.
Toggle mailbox list button.
Okay, that's the next control. Now if I go back to the left.
Search text field. toolbar, search text field.
Okay, so as soon as it hits the toolbar again area or the group, then I get told it's a toolbar again. Now, as you can tell, it told me when I was basically entering the toolbar group, but I didn't get any indication about when I was basically entering the toolbar. So back around to Command Tab again.
Voiceover utility, voiceover utility window, announce groups, pop-up button.
And spacebar.
Menu 4 items, check
and
mark.
Down one.
Ignore groups.
And this is ignore groups. So enter on that.
Closing menu, ignore groups, pop-up
and
button.
Command Tab back to mail.
Mail.
And the very top of the window.
Close button.
And across to the right.
Minimize. Full screen button. Inbox. 353. Get mail button. New message button.
Okay, so no indication about starting of the toolbar or even if it's a toolbar.
Archive. Delete. Junk. Reply. But. Reply all. Forward. But. Flag red button. Flag menu. Search text field.
And if I go to the right of the next control.
Toggle mailbox list button.
That's next control. It's just gone straight across. It doesn't say anything about toolbar. If I go back to the toolbar, go to the left.
Search text field. Search text field.
Okay, it doesn't say anything about re-entering the toolbar area. So this particular option doesn't give you any indication about if you've gone into a toolbar or when you're out of it or when you're in it, etc. So let me just Command Tab.
Voiceover utility. Voiceover utility window. Ignore groups. Pop-up button.
And then just to remind you, for spacebar.
Menu 4 items check mark. Ignore groups.
And I'm going to press down to cycle around back to standard.
Standard.
Hit enter.
Standard, pop-up button.
And then Command Tab, back around to
mail. Mail.
And then top of screen.
Close button.
Cross over to the right, or VO right arrow basically.
Minimize, full screen, inbox, 3, toolbar.
Okay, and there's our toolbar that we've been playing with the bookmark ends, the grouping ends, or no grouping all together. So interact, shift VO down, shift control option down arrow.
Interact with toolbar. 10 items, get mail button.
Okay, so 10 items, get mail.
New message button, archive. Dim, delete, mark, select, reply all, forwards, flag selected, search text field.
Okay, and that's it. And then if I go any further,
search text field.
Can't go any further in the search field. Uninteract with shift VO up arrow, shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
So the one that I really like to use now with 10.11 is the bookmark grip. So I'm going to Command Tab back around to voiceover utility.
Voiceover utility window, standard pop up button.
And spacebar.
Menu 4 items check mark. Standard.
Down arrow.
Book and groups.
Okay, so book and groups.
Closing menu. Book and groups. Pop-up button.
Okay, and then Command Tab.
Mail.
Top of screen.
Close button.
That's right.
Minimize button. Full screen button. Inbox. 353. Toolbar 10 items.
Okay, so toolbar 10 items.
Get mail. New message. Archive. Delete. Select. Junk. Reply. Reply all. Forward. Group. Flag red. Flag met. End of group. Flag selected messages as red. Search text field. End of toolbar.
And again, when I went past the search edit field, it said end of toolbar. So that's basically the four main ways now to use the grouping or the interacting command. You've got the standard one, which is basically the interact and stop interacting command. You've got the bookmark ends, where it tells you when you're basically starting the group and ending the group. Then you just have group notification, which doesn't tell you when you're starting and ending. It just says when you're entering, in this case, the toolbar area. And then finally, no grouping information. It just tells you the straight controls on the screen. And finally, I should point out there are still some circumstances where you basically need to still interact with certain areas, such as tables in particular. So that completes this demonstration of the new grouping options in VoiceOver in El Capitan 10.11. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.